Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes says the reason the Carolina Panthers are trying to rework the bonds on the interlocal agreement between the Panthers, the city, and York County is the economy. Geddes said the issuance of $225 million in debt was to be issued in phases, with the first phase being $135 million. He said the Panthers want to see if they can get to the $225 million in bonds all at once.
We have a deal, but what they want to do is take advantage of the financial situations that are here now in our country and our economy to limit the risk of what they might be in 5 years. It's all about hedging risk.
Geddes said they're always willing to discuss these things with the Panthers, but they are not willing to issue a $225 million municipal bond, which would put taxpayers at risk.
We've been doing this for 3 years, and we've been working together, and I got to say, I think of Mark Hart as a great friend. Erwin Rye, the attorney for them, is a good friend as well. But we all have roles to play.
Geddes said when you look to the future, things are not clear.
So what the Panthers are saying is, let's figure out how we can hedge that risk in some way. And they came to the city and said, would you consider working with us to hedge that risk? We said, well, sure, we'll always talk, but we're not going to pledge city assets.
The Panthers issued a letter to York County last month asking them to help the city in issuing the bonds. Geddes said they have no objection with the county providing assistance, but a city government guarantee of $225 million in debt is something they have made clear with the Panthers from the beginning they're unwilling to do. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.